Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I appreciate all of you hanging out with me. And I hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday, wherever you may be across this great country or this great land. Big news that dropped right as we were sitting down to be on the air live for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Andrew Cuomo resigned as the governor of New York, and that has sent shockwaves throughout the political universe. Let me just say this right off the top. I think Andrew Cuomo has done the worst job of any governor in any of our lives, if you consider the most important job that any governor has to be protecting people in his or her state. And if you look at what Andrew Cuomo did with nursing homes and all of the people that ended up dying inside of those nursing homes as a result of his decision to send positive COVID patients back in the early days in April and in May of the 2020 epidemic back into the nursing homes, he deserved to be impeached for that alone. He also lied about it, lied about the numbers. The Department of Justice failed to do an actual decent investigation into this. Reports are that he lied about it in an effort to try to make sure that his multi-million dollar book deal wasn't impacted. All of this was and is a sham before we even get to the alleged sexual harassment of 11 different women, nine of whom were employed in the New York governor's office. So let's start here. I think what's going on is Andrew Cuomo became aware that he was going to be impeached by the New York legislature. In an effort to try to maintain his political viability, I believe he made the decision to resign while also laying out the case that he had done nothing at all wrong. And that he is then going, I really believe this is true, I think he is then going to run for political office again, perhaps as soon as this coming year for the governor of New York in 2022. Now, I asked a poll question from you guys about whether or not you believed that Andrew Cuomo would ever run for political office again. And a substantial percentage of you said that you did not think he would. Over 20,000 of you have voted. 61% of you said no. 39% of you said yes, he'll run again. Put me in the minority here. I think he's going to run again. And if you think about things from a politician's perspective, most of the time, their choices are about electoral viability. That is there a way to find a possible path to being elected again? And I think Cuomo knew if he dragged this on for several months and if he then got impeached, that his chances would be lesser than if he laid out the case, said he did nothing wrong, and basically argued that he was falling on the sword for the people of New York, that there would then be, maybe, in a couple of months, an opportunity for him to come back and run for. We'll see whether or not he ends up doing it and run for the office of governor one more time. How would he justify doing it? He would say that he wants the people of New York to make a decision about his tenure as governor and whether or not he deserves another one. And he would be relying on the fact that people have short memories. He would be trying to bring himself back from political dead. If he won in New York in 2022, then he could arguably be a contender in 2024 for the presidency of the United States. Now, again, I'm not saying that I'm in favor of this. Certainly I'm not. I think Andrew Cuomo did a disastrous job as governor of New York. And I think the fact that he was considered a COVID hero by so many in the Corona bro perspective out there, that's why I'm wearing this shirt right now. I think that, again, the story here is that Andrew Cuomo is trying to preserve his political viability by any means that he possibly can. So, what's going to be interesting here is, remember, next month, Gavin Newsom has a recall election vote. And the polls are not necessarily looking very favorable for Gavin Newsom as the governor of California, meaning you may end up with a situation where the two patron saints of Democratic governor steadfastness and total strength, which were Cuomo in New York and Gavin Newsom in California, both of them could end up losing their office before a year hardly is passed from their rock star status. What I really want to know is, will they be rescinding the special Emmy Award that Andrew Cuomo won, which is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen Hollywood do, and that is saying a lot. But again, Andrew Cuomo is out. I think he's going to try to run again in 2022, win his office as governor again. I think he'll step out of the public eye for the next 60 or 90 days, maybe a little bit longer, and then reemerge early next year with the idea being that he is going to win the Democratic nomination to be the governor in 2022. We'll see whether or not I end up being correct about that. The college football coaches poll is out. Not very long until the college football season. In fact, I can actually count you the number of days until we get to the college football season. Let me see. 7, 14, 21, 26 days? Am I right about that? I said I could do it. Live math is always a challenge. 7, 14, 21, 24 days. 24 days until the major college football season kicks off on September 2nd. We've got some really good news coming out sooner rather than later about that. But in the meantime, the college football coaches poll is out. Alabama, number one team in the country. Not a huge surprise there. Clemson slots in as number two. Been like that way for a long time, it feels like. Oklahoma in the third spot. Ohio State is fourth. Georgia, the Bulldogs are five. These are the coaches' top 10, I believe I have. Texas A&M is at six. Notre Dame at seven. Iowa State at eight. North Carolina at nine. Cincinnati at 10. So we have the usual suspects over the last several years, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Georgia in the top four or five. A&M and Notre Dame have kind of been around there, but this is fun. Iowa State, never a preseason top 10. Pop your jerseys, Iowa State Hawkeye fans. UNC, Daddy Mac. Mac Brown has got UNC back in the top 10. He seems to be the only person that can win at a high level at North Carolina. Remember how many people thought it was crazy when North Carolina brought him back. And Cincinnati, Luke Fickell's squad sliding in at the number 10 overall spot. Worth mentioning, in the SEC, not as dominant of an SEC season as we have gotten used to. Florida is right now at 11. I'm not sure about this Florida offense without Kyle Trask and without Kyle Pitts. It will be intriguing to see how they do there. LSU at 13. Can they bounce back after a disappointing season last year? And Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss Rebels slide in the 25 spot there. But only five SEC, only I guess six SEC teams in the top 25, which is relatively low compared to what often is the case. You might notice right now, I'm sitting in an incredible chair. It's called the X Chair. And X Chair has got a brand new innovation right now. It's called the Elemax Temperature Regulation. And it will take your seating comfort to a whole new level. Patent pending, but the Elemax allows you to experience cooling, heat, and massage all in your lower back. Get a bit warm this summer? Set the Elemax to cool. Get a little bit too hot? Get a little bit too cold because the air conditioning's cranked up too high? How about set your Elemax to heating and you can warm up and soothe tired muscles. Right now, you can also turn on the Elemax massage therapy if you're too busy, been working too hard. Certainly, your boy here knows about that, and you can get hooked up in a big way. Elemax, your comfort is guaranteed. You won't believe the difference until you feel it for yourself. Imagine regulating your body temperature and getting massage therapy while you're working. How do you get it? You go to xchairclay.com. X-Chair is on sale now for $100 off. Go to xchairclay.com now. That's the letter X, chair, clay, that's my name, C-L-A-Y.com. You can call 1-844-4XCHAIR. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. Go to xchairclay.com now and use the code XWheels for free X-Wheel blade casters. You will be well on your way to getting hooked up. All right. We had Rand Paul on the radio program just, a little over an hour ago. Rand Paul was with us on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. Senator from Kentucky, also a doctor. And Rand Paul had a couple of really interesting things to say, I thought. First of all, I'm going today to go speak at my local school board as they are debating whether or not kids in schools should be wearing masks. I don't think that they should. The scientific data doesn't support it in any way. I have a first grader in public school and I have a fifth grader in public school. So as a parent, your boy here gets 1 minute to make the case of whether or not I am in favor of a mask mandate in Williamson County schools. So I am going to do that, not as Clay Travis, media owner, not as Clay Travis, radio show host, not as Clay Travis, TV dude, but as Clay Travis' dad. And so I'm going to make a 1 minute talk on why I believe that masks don't make sense in Williamson County. And here's a couple of stats that Rand Paul gave us. The death rate from COVID is 1 in 1 million for those under the age of 25. That's less than the yearly total of deaths for the seasonal flu. That is also less than the odds of being struck by lightning. So if you are under the age of 25, you are in more danger from the seasonal flu, and you are also in more danger of being struck by lightning than you are of being killed by COVID. That is an incredible statistic that I think deserves a lot of attention. It's data. You can make a decision based on risk analysis after it, all right? Also, Rand Paul is going to be, as a result of sharing this data, these facts, he's been banned by YouTube for 7 days. Look, you can agree or disagree with Rand Paul's perspective, but he's a doctor. He's also a senator. How in the world is it remotely feasibly defensible to not allow Rand Paul to share his opinions about the larger universe of COVID when he's a doctor and he's a United States senator? He's now banned for 7 days from YouTube for saying that he doesn't believe the data reflects that masks work, and they don't. There are no scientific studies that have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that masks work. In fact, we're fortunate because in the United States, we have federalism and every state has different laws that they have put in place. And there's virtually no difference anywhere in the country based on where masks have been implemented and where they haven't. In fact, in schools, as Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, pointed out, there have been all these different studies that have been done from some schools that had masks and other schools that did not have masks. And the overall rate of COVID infection has not been altered. This, to me, is an incredibly compelling argument that masks in schools in particular, masks in general, I don't believe make sense based on the data. But I certainly don't think masks make sense based on students and the low risk that they have. In other words, if you decide, and by the way, this is a case that was made in the Wall Street Journal by Dr. Marty McCary, who was also on our radio show yesterday. He's a professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. The case against masks for children, that was yesterday's Wall Street Journal. if you are going to argue in favor of masks on children right now, then what you are effectively saying is kids should always wear masks because the risk of flu, which is more substantial than the risk of COVID, what you're effectively arguing is all kids at school should always wear masks, which I think most people, not everybody, but I think most people would consider to be absolutely absurdly ridiculous. Okay, 1 year ago today, I want to give an incredible shout out here to Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, and he tweeted this out, but I think it's a significant thread. 1 year ago, this is the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, on August 10th, 2020, amidst the uncertainty of COVID-19, as other conferences were announcing decisions to cancel fall seasons, in the SEC, we issued the statement below. Can we play? I don't know. We haven't stopped trying and will continue to do so every day. Be patient, take time when making decisions, and you'll gain better information each day. The SEC has been deliberate each step. We know concerns remain. We have never had a football season in COVID-19. Can we play? I don't know. We haven't stopped trying and will continue to do so every day. Here's what Sankey said. Here we are 1 year later. We've learned to manage through this environment. And so SEC teams are going to be playing again. And so I think overall it is incredible what Greg Sankey was able to accomplish. And I want you guys to remember this. How many people that you listen to in sports media were fighting for college athletics to happen versus how many people were telling you how many athletes would die if college football played? I just told you the data. 1 in a million under the age of 25. I wasn't arguing some outlandish radical proposition. I was just looking at the basic facts and telling you what ended up being the truth, that the odds of anyone dying from COVID in all of college athletics, football and other sports, was incredibly low, that there was virtually no chance of that actually happening. And also, that there was more danger from the seasonal flu, that kids driving to college campuses were under more danger on a day-to-day basis, and that being an adult is about balancing risk. And that the risk here was not in any way legitimate of a nature that required us not to play. And I was proven right, as were all the other people who fought hard, the players and the coaches, who fought as hard as they possibly could to allow the college football season to happen and college athletics to happen as a result. And everybody else who tried to cancel it ended up being 100% wrong because the data, again, the data doesn't lie. We can disagree, and we always will, about different perspectives on what makes sense going forward. But what we have to base those opinions on is real, factual data. Truth, okay? Truth matters. And what I have seen with COVID, which has driven me bonkers oftentimes, is people spread what I call fear porn as opposed to actually looking at the data. COVID's never going away. If we had 100% vaccination rate, COVID would still not gonna go away. It's going to be with us for the rest of our lives. So, are you going to curl up in the fetal position with 8 masks on and a full hazmat suit and never live your life? Or are you going to step up and recognize that being an adult requires assessing risk and that the risk factors here are incredibly low as it pertains to healthy people and COVID? Now, if you're over the age of 65 years old, you're elderly, you're a senior citizen, you should get the COVID vaccine. You're under higher risk. If you are obese, you should be working out and trying to get into better shape, and you are at risk. Those two factors, obesity and age, are both the number one guidelines in terms of who is going to have the biggest and most significant issues with COVID. I've already had it. I lived through it. I had zero issues with it at all, as the data reflected was likely to be the case. I don't have the vaccine because I have natural COVID antibodies. I'd encourage you to go listen to our conversation with Senator Rand Paul. I am Clay Travis. Good news coming down the pike in the very near future with lots of things related to OutKick. I appreciate all of you. Andrew Cuomo is gone. Let's make Governor Gavin Newsom of California the next one to go. It's time for reasonable, intelligent, fact-driven people to stand up and say, we are not going to live in Fauci lockdowns forever. We're not going to be wearing masks for the rest of our lives. It's way past time to reclaim normal. Normalize the normal. That's what I'm asking all of you to do. My name is Clay Travis, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. And go check out OutKick and be glad that you have at least some people out there trying to share facts with you every single day, even though it's become increasingly rare. Sayonara. Peace out to Andrew Cuomo. I think he's going to run again. But in the meantime, finally, one of the worst governors in the history of this country has had to pay a price for his failures. Thank you, guys.